foundations of amateur radio. One of the unexpected benefits of this hobby is how it provides you with the ability to connect to others in ways that are not directly related to radio. Take, for example, Steve. Steve appears at unpredictable times and locations, being hunted by citizens and scientists, and unlike Steve's potential invisible cousin, the Proton Arc, has been photographed by Aurora hunters many times. It looks like observations go back as far as 1705. In 2017, physics professor Eric Donovan saw some of these photos and got curious. Assisted with GPS coordinates from an Aurora hunter in Alberta, Song Despens, Eric correlated the time and location, and it turns out that Steve was observed as a ribbon of gas 25 kilometres wide, 300 kilometres above Earth, with a temperature of 3,000 degrees Celsius by the European Space Agency SWARM, a constellation of magnetic field measuring satellites in orbit since 2013, and planned as a 4-year mission, so far it has almost managed 11 years. Steve? Yeah, it's not named after Stephen Hawking or Steve Martin. Rather, if you're seeing something unexplained, you might name it something less scary, like the hedge in the movie Over the Hedge. Steve was given a backronym, finding words after the fact. Strong Thermal Emission Velocity Enhancement. But I prefer Steve. The NASA team at Goddard Space Flight Center have adopted Steve, so it looks like a keeper. I would never have even stopped to read the recent article in the local news, let alone dig into the various publications, if it weren't for the notion that Steve is one of many phenomena affecting the ionosphere, and with it, our hobby. Here's another example. Vance, Kilo Victor 4 Papa, published a plan on kilovictor4papa.com outlining a $35 project that requires minimal soldering that makes any Android phone into a handheld radio for 2 meters. Using a radio module, a microcontroller, a short USB cable, antenna connector, antenna, and some sticky gel pads, Vance has come up with an open source project and circuit board design that will get you on your way. He's even designed a 3D printable enclosure, so you don't have to scare your friends with a bare circuit board. Whilst the Android app is in beta, that is, not quite fit for human consumption, you'll need to drop an email to Vance to get in on the action. Source code is on GitHub. I came across this project after breakfast, reading the Y Combinator Hacker News, which features all manner of weird and wonderful projects, links, and questions from all over the technology sphere. The post has expansive discussion on Vance's project, including thoughts on other ideas on how to do interesting things related to our hobby. Again, if it weren't for the fact that I'm already an amateur, I would never have taken more than a glance at this, and I would never consider that this was a doable project, let alone discover other amateur radio projects like Ham WAN and ARDEN, or the Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network. The point being that we as amateurs are often pigeonholed by society into the idea of obsolete, disconnected, and quaint. I'm here to tell you that our hobby has made me more alive than ever, more connected to others around me, more observant to electrical and physical phenomena, and if that makes me quaint, I'm okay with that. Also, while we're on the topic of being okay, Charles November Kilo 8 Oscar reached out and told me that after listening to me talk about FT8 and his Morse code achievements, he cracked up and then raised the stakes by pointing out that you can get on HF with CW, that's continuous wave or more commonly Morse code, for about $100, where a kit capable of SSB, single sideband or more generally audio, will likely set you back significantly more. His advice, which I cannot fault, get on the air. Presumably, to make some noise. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.